From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block.
I'd like to welcome to our stage Neil Young.
It's the fall of 1970. Neil Young takes the stage at a small club in Washington, D.C.
Hi, folks.
And his career is turning in a new direction. His folk rock group Buffalo Springfield has dissolved. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young are on the way out, and Neil Young is going solo.
Sailing hardships through broken harbors, out on the waves in the night.
This recording, Live at the Cellar Door, is one of three live albums from three different artists, all from about the same time period and all recently released. They show musicians at turning points in their careers. And joining me to talk more about them is our music critic, Tom Moon. Tom, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
And Tom, we hear Neil Young here performing in 1970 at the Small Club in Washington. These are warm-up dates for a gig he's about to do at Carnegie Hall.
Yes, he booked three nights at the Cellar Door, which was this little tiny, almost a shoebox of a room. Essentially, it was for his purpose of getting used to being a completely solo performer.
Tell me why. Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to sell?
It's such a great, intimate feeling for these songs, Tom. I mean, just Neil Young either on guitar or on piano in some of the songs, and it's very raw and unpolished.
That's right. With Buffalo Springfield and CSNY, he was playing arenas and big places. And this is him kind of orienting himself to a different scale entirely. He's thinking very small, both in terms of the instrumentation and also in terms of the songs are simple. A song like Tell Me Why, they're very, very earnest and using a very straightforward melody to express vulnerability, which, of course, his voice just takes you to that immediately.
Oh, yeah, that haunting high sound of his. He does his song Cinnamon Girl on this live album on piano.
A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together, chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl.
He's not at all an accomplished pianist, but he's thought very carefully about how to translate what he usually hears and what he'd written to the piano, and it kind of works. It's beautiful. It's different and changes the tone of the tune, I think.
So that's Neil Young live at the Cellar Door solo in 1970. Let's listen to a recording from 1 year later, 1971, another artist at a turning point, and it's the late R&B and soul singer Donny Hathaway.
When you're down and trouble and you need some love and care and nothing is going right.
And Tom, this is Donny Hathaway from a new box set. It's called Never My Love. Four CDs, and one of those four is this live show from New York, from the Greenwich Village Club, The Bitter End, in October of 1971.
That's right. And that was a three-night run. Those who really love Donny Hathaway might know some of that material appeared in 1972 on the album called Donny Hathaway Live. And they had a lot of material left over. That's what's represented on this box, and it's just wonderful to hear.
And Tom, he's doing a lot of cover songs on this live collection, right? This is, of course, Carole King's You've Got a Friend. What else?
Yeah, and interesting covers. I mean, sort of obvious, I guess. In 1971, if you were singing R&B and soul music, you couldn't escape Marvin Gaye and What's Going On, and he does a magic version of that song. But he also does John Lennon's Jealous Guy, and he does a wonderful version of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears hit I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know.
Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you. More than you'll ever know.
And Tom, this album, 1971, came 8 years before Donny Hathaway died. Was this the peak of his popularity?
I think it was the peak. He had hits with Roberta Flack after this. The record, Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack, came out in 72. But he very quickly stops writing, and the stuff in the studio that follows is a lot of instrumental stuff. He really stopped recording. He ends up having only three studio records and the live record that were issued during his lifetime. So it's kind of a loss. We don't know what we didn't get.
This is the reason why.
Okay, so that's Donny Hathaway live at the Bitter End in 1971. And Tom, our last live record that we're going to talk about captures an artist at the end of his career, and that's Thelonious Monk from 1969. This is a concert in Paris at the Salle Pleyel. And Tom, this recording is just a few years before Thelonious Monk stops performing altogether.
Yeah, he had also just lost his longtime contract with Columbia Records, and that marks the end of what he shared with the world in terms of new studio recordings. And I feel in this that he's trying very hard to be the steadfast warrior of jazz that he'd been for much of the 60s. I mean, he was really an influential part of jazz for such a long time, and he very quickly disappears from live playing altogether.
It is great also on this album, Tom, to hear solo Thelonious Monk at the piano. We're listening here to Crepuscule with Nelly.
Yeah. On the solo pieces, it seems to me that he's gathering the whole history of jazz. There's references to Harlem stride style playing and his own harmonic ideas that are melded together in this wonderful way.
I've been talking with Tom Moon about three live albums, Thelonious Monk, Paris, 1969, Donny Hathaway's Live at the Bitter End, 1971, from the box set Never My Love, the anthology, and Neil Young Live at the Cellar Door from 1970. Tom, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.